We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends.
One, two, three.
Reception at the 38, to the 20, will not be caught, to the 10, to the house. Touchdown, Missouri.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. Good evening. Welcome to Tiger Talk. Barry Odom is alongside. We'll be with you until just before 7 o'clock. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in our players segment, a couple of Missouri running backs. Demarie Crockett will be here along with Larry Roundtree III. So we'll visit with those gentlemen coming up at the bottom of the hour. Tiger Talk each and every week is presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and Cape Girardeau, and in Columbia at 2651 Trimble Road. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Let Shelter Insurance take you to the zoo this season. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou, and they will register you for a chance to win two tickets to a Tiger home football game during the 2018 season. Mizzou Athletics also likes to recognize its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Missouri on the road this week. The Tigers travel to Tuscaloosa to take on number one Alabama. 6:05 is the kickoff. Our coverage begins at 4 p.m. right here on the Tiger Network. With that, we say good evening to Barry Odom. How has your week gone so far?
Had a really good week, Mike. Good to see you again. And our kids, you know, bounced back from a tough one Saturday and really have had a nice week of preparation. I think we've done the things we need to put ourselves in position to go play our best game. And that's what we're going to need. That's all I've asked of them since we got started. I want their best. I want their best in preparation, in putting themselves in position to go play fast and play confident. And we've done that this week, and they're excited to go cut loose and go play.
You said it afterwards. Everyone else that was interviewed after the game said the same thing. They knew they let one get away last weekend, didn't they?
Well, it's a pretty evenly matched teams going against each other, and we didn't make enough plays down the stretch, and they did. And it's hard to say that out loud, but that's where we're at. And we've got to continue to work and know that those opportunities are, you know, the times that you're presented with them, you don't get them back, and you got to take advantage of every opportunity. We did a lot of really good things, but we made just enough errors down the stretch. When they made plays, we didn't, and didn't give ourselves a chance to win there at the end.
Don't you think you learn a little bit, though, about your football team in terms of how they respond, particularly when they reported for practice this week?
No, I think you always learn from your experiences, and whether they're good or bad, you're always learning. And the things that our team did, we rushed for over 300 yards. We were in position to win a game. didn't make enough plays, and we didn't put them in position to go do it enough. But you always learn, and then you take those experiences and you put them in play, and to make sure when you get in that situation again and the opportunity presents itself, then you're a better football team, and we got better this week. So I'm excited about the way that they've responded.
Tucker McCann had a big day, of course, a career-long 57-yard field goal to give your team the lead late, and this is a kid talking about responding to adversity. He had missed one earlier, didn't allow it to impact him, came out and did something he had never done before, at least in a game.
Yeah, the things that Tucker showed, the resolve, the resiliency, the toughness, the mental strain, that really went through the course of a 5-hour and 15-minute game to be able to maintain the poise and the things that you need to be able to step in and kick one, not only the distance but with the conditions and the way that he did it. And I was very proud of what he did, and he gave our team a chance to win the game.
5 hours and 15 minutes. I said this to you afterwards. I said it to someone else throughout the course of the week. First of all, bizarre. The day was just bizarre. You start out in hot, humid weather, gorgeous sunshine. It started at halftime as just kind of a fine mist, and then it opened up with just an intense, hard rain. In 25 years of doing this, I've never been that wet inside of a radio booth before, and I can only imagine what it was like down on the sidelines.
Yeah, you look at what the weather, you study that, and you go into each game just preparing your team, and we didn't, we've done practices and the different things that you can do to prepare for that, but that was on a different level, and it didn't move. It just sit there. It stayed the entire afternoon, and Rex Sharp is usually the guy that gives me the weather forecast, and he missed it. So anyway, we'll see if we can get it right next week.
Well, and the interesting thing is as this is unfolding, one of the guys from South Carolina said, yeah, it was a 15% chance. This system has now just camped out over the stadium. It's spinning over the stadium literally 10 minutes deep. Either side of the stadium, there was no rain. It was still somewhat sunny, we were told. So just bizarre. So your team has to deal with the fact that the lightning delay comes with just under 3 minutes to play in the game. As coaches, how did you try to use that 30-minute mandatory break, not only once but twice?
Well, the first time we treated it just like a halftime, went in again as coaches and talked through what had happened and transpired since halftime. Players did a nice job staying off their feet. They had snacks for because you go that long of a period of time to fuel your body, the things that you need to continue to compete. And then we went and made coaching changes and adjustments, and then go on the field, do your 10-minute warm-up, and then got the delay again. So over the course of the entire hour that we were in there together, plus some change, our team handled it in a very mature way. I was proud of the way that they handled themselves. And then knowing the mental approach when you go back out on the field, there's 2:31 on the clock where the ball is. It's first and 20 from the minus 48. What you've got to get done to go finish that drive out and give yourself a chance to win the game. I thought our team did a outstanding job when we were away from playing the game on staying mentally dialed in.
What were some of the things you were thinking about, though, conceptually from an offensive standpoint, taking over at that time after the delay?
Well, we knew that we wanted to try to get it back into field goal range, number one, and then if we could do that, then let's go for the score. And we got it to the point where we did, missed it on the third down conversion. And I had seen Tucker, make a kick the way that he did the other day a number of times in practice. But there's so many things that go into it, from the snap to the hold, protection, and then the ability to kick the ball, not only that distance, but then keep it between the uprights, and he nailed it. I mean, that unit, the field goal group, they did a great job.
Yeah, with room to spare, he nailed it. Okay, so you've seen it multiple times in practice. Those of us that don't get a chance to watch practice, from a range standpoint, where are you comfortable giving it a try with Tucker McCann?
Well, I wouldn't want to do that distance every time, but you look at the opportunity that he provides us. I've always said if we get around the 35-yard line, then we've got an opportunity, and now he's proved that in game conditions that he can do that. If we have a little bit of wind, which he did the other day, very minimal, but a little bit at his back, we could creep it out a couple yards further than we were the other day, I think.
That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. We're going to take a break. Academy Sports and Outdoors, right stuff, low price every day. Back to Buffalo Wild Wings after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Team jersey, check. Face paint, check. M-I-Z! Throat lozenge, check. Money for tickets? Ah, better check.
With Great Southern mobile banking, it's easy to check your balance, move some money, even pay someone back. Download the Great Southern app and be in your seat by game time.
C-O-U.
Great Southern Bank, we're fans too. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details. Member FDIC.
Check.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Women have game plans, but sometimes the unexpected happens. That's why Vitae Foundation uses effective research-based messaging to reach women and help them find healthy, safe options when faced with an unexpected pregnancy. A solid game plan, putting women in charge of their options. Research. Reach. Results. That's Vitae Foundation, reaching pregnant women, resulting in life-affirming decisions where everyone wins. Learn more at adsforlife.org.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/tigers.
Tiger Talk on the Tiger Network from Learfield, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, a couple of Mizzou running backs in the house. We'll talk to them, Demaria Crockett and also Larry Roundtree III. Block Party is the official tailgate partner of Mizzou Athletics. All you need to do is show up. They handle the rest. BlockPartyPresents.com. Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the season, Missouri Credit Union donates $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Mizzou football coach Barry Odom is with us. I'm Mike Kelly. Again, player segment coming up at the bottom of the hour. You've been able to get the running game going, particularly the last couple of games. Not saying you didn't in the first three, but what's been the difference the last two games?
Well, I think the consistency of the guys working together through some different concepts that we're doing up front, but then also, you know, the runners being in position to get a little bit of room and then they go make something happen. But if you can rush for over 300 yards, which we did the other day against that opponent, you're doing something right. And the things that they have done up front as an offensive line, and then the way that the running backs have answered the bell on getting tough yards, on breaking tackles, on making the first guy miss, and then getting into the second level and really, you know, having a chance to take it the distance. It all works together, but that's got to continue in our favor for us to have success. And I've got confidence in the guys that we have playing those spots and the way that, our runners are running right now, that's going to be a huge advantage for us down the stretch here.
People that watch your team play, those that do the games, particularly some of the television guys that I've encountered each of the last few weeks, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is this is a more physical football team than it was a year ago. If you agree with that statement, why is this a more physical football team? Where does the credit go to for that taking place?
Well, there's a number of things. I would agree to the comment. Number one, I would also say that it's a collective group, not only from our student athletes on the mindset and the approach that they take every day, from off-season conditioning with Rourke to the way that Rex and his staff incorporate the things that they do on maintenance and getting guys ready to go play. But then, more than anything, it's an everyday choice and an attitude that our team is wants to be known for, knows that can be in our advantage. And there's not one game that I've walked away, even though we haven't won them all, there's not one game that I've walked away and said that we got beat up physically. That hasn't happened. And that's got to continue that way, because that can help us through the months of October and November being where we want to be. We need that in our favor. And the way that we practice smart, but we practice physical. And our guys have some ownership on wanting to play that way.
What has Brad Davis done differently?
Well, I think the idea on making and putting those guys in position to understand what he's asking, what we need out of the scheme, but then continuing to push those guys. And I think, you know, the way that they've protected our passers, they've done a really nice job. But also, you know, the idea of working from double team to single blocks, the understanding of what we're trying to get done, you know, the football IQ, so to speak, has grown a great deal on all those guys.
We talked a couple of weeks ago, as you know, it was actually last week with Kevin and Trevor when they were with us at the stadium. But the fact, the continuity up front with that offensive line, the number of people that have been together side by side for as many games as they have been, that means what in terms of the things that they're able to do?
Well, the experience, you know, I'll take that anytime we can get it. But then also the ability, they've got their own language up front. You know, the offensive line, they always, right now, wherever they are tonight, eating dinner together. They're a tight group that... you know, they're always together. They're always working through it. Their communication from tackle to tackle, plus throwing in the tight end, and now the way that we've got our running backs protecting and protection, everybody has got to be on the same page. And those guys spend so much time in making sure that we're right to give ourselves a chance.
Okay, so we've spent a lot of this segment talking about offense. So let's stay there for the remaining moments of this segment of the show. And again, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to visit with Larry Rountree III and also Demaria Crockett. In terms of efficiency offensively, in what areas can you improve offensively? What areas perhaps might concern you right now from an offensive standpoint?
Well, you look, last week, the areas that really I want to continue to improve on that we've got to, you get down into the red area, into the red zone, and you got to come away with touchdowns.
Right.
And we came up short a couple times last week. But there's a plan. You know, we had a couple drop balls there that, you know, and it could have been tough catches, but we got to come up with those. Our third down efficiency continues to get where it needs to be, but also there's going to be some times down the stretch here in the ball management, and I just, you know, pulled it up, our time of possession. You know, I'm just looking at the last three games, Mike. Purdue compared to what it was last year to this year.
Yeah.
We had 15 more minutes of time of possession this year. Against Georgia, we had 8 more minutes and 36 seconds. And then against South Carolina, we were over 8 minutes more of time of possession. That's the way that we need to play smart football. We're running the ball the way that we need to. We've got to continue to increase, and we always want explosive plays. And that's the vertical passing game, but that's also some other things that underneath, and you need to make a guy miss, break a tackle, and take it the distance. So all those things are moving parts on what we need to do to be our best moving forward.
Sunday, when the players reported, was Sam Bailey the first one into your office seeking more touches on the offensive side?
He wants to line up now like at the X receiver, and he thinks he's got the vertical passing game. He's got the route tree. He's got all these things in his mind that he wants to do. And we've built a lot of things in for Sam because he can do some of those things, but he's going to stay in the core, in the tackle box where he needs to be.
I got to tell you what, though, laying out the way that he did to make a difficult reception between two defenders who gave him a pretty good lick, That was pretty impressive for an offensive lineman.
It was a nice throw, number one. And then for him to be able to go up and get the ball the way that he did, take the shot, you know, and come down with the ball, it says a lot about, we talked about physical and toughness. That says a lot about Sam Bailey. You know, he's from Lamar, Missouri, in their high school. He's got the national record right now for the number of consecutive wins. And that program, you look at what they're built on, the things, and that kind of some of the things that we're trying to get done here.
That is Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. This is Tiger Talk, presented each week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every day. Bottom of the hour, Demaria Crockett, Larry Rountree III. More with the coach up next on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
We're live at the Managed Services All-Star Game, where Marco just scored big with its experienced IT playbook. When it comes to managed IT, Marco came ready to play. This team's high-maintenance network was no match for Marco's top players. Marco proactively managed the entire IT infrastructure and gave this team less IT chaos and server downtime. See more Marco Managed IT highlights at marconet.com.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
And subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
This football season, Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. Lock It lets you lock your card before you even report the problem. Plus, with Lock It, you can use your Regions mobile app to customize your card protection for a little extra game day peace of mind. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan with Samco Business Products. To provide a quality professional broadcast like Mizzou Sports, it takes reliable business partners behind the scenes. That is why Learfield relies on Samco to coordinate and provide their office furnishings and supplies. They depend on us for their national headquarters in Jefferson City and all of their over 180 offices across the country. When you're looking for a local company with national capability for your team, relax and call Samco, because work just got better.
Columbia, water and light, saving money. Yeah, that's right, saving money. Getting loans to get good heating for your home. Never be cold, always warm, even during the biggest storms.
More than $1,000 in rebates. Spend money on fun things.
That's great.
Doors won't close, windows cracked. Get them fixed quick.
That's a fact. Columbia, water and light. Go check out their website.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Tiger Talk continues here on the Tiger Network from Learfield, from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Missouri on the road coming up this week. Tigers travel to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. Game kicks off at 6:05. Our coverage begins at 4 right here on the Tiger Network from Learfield. Central Bank is your hometown bank. It is the only place for Tiger checking. You can open it today, centralbank.net. Coming up in our next segment, we visit with Demaria Crockett and also with Larry Rountree III. But anytime you can get a guy who's not in one, not in two, not in three, but in four different Hall of Fames, and you get a chance to talk to them live on the radio, Larry, would you agree that it makes sense to put Rex Sharp on the air? Absolutely. So Rex is with us. How are you, man?
Good, Mike. Thank you.
How many years now at the University of Missouri?
22.
Mm-hmm.
23rd season.
I remember when you were just a young lad.
Yes. I'm chasing your 300 games, by the way. I'm chasing it.
You are. You're closing
I'm
in, too,
close.
Aren't you? Yeah.
Yes.
So great to have you on, first of all. There are a lot of different topics we want to talk about. every coach that I've ever dealt with, the first thing that they talk about is people that touch their athletes on a daily basis, whether it be strength and conditioning, but in particular, most consistently, is in your area of expertise as the trainer, the physical part of keeping them in shape, and or not in shape, but keeping them healthy. That's a lot of responsibility, right, for you and your staff. So you have a number of people that you work with, particularly in the sport of football. What's your message to them on that front, knowing the consistent contact they're going to have with these guys throughout the course of the season? Take us from day one. What are some of the things you talk about as they arrive in your department?
Well, first of all, using the word expertise is, I don't know about that, Mike. That's a little fluff.
You've helped me, and I would say an expert. Yeah.
Don't believe the hype. Actually, the whole thing about our profession is it's built on really two things, mutual respect and trust. And so what I stress to our staff, and I have a tremendous group of people to work with, just well-trained, they're affable, they put in a lot of time, they care. And you know, one of my sayings that I've really adopted for several years is people want to know how much you care before they care how much you know. And I think that's really important for our staff to understand and emulate that, and that I know that they do.
So fans that are listening have really no idea the scope of, if you will, the operation. So when it comes to the training staff just for the sport of football, how big is it? And it encompasses both full-time and also student volunteers as well.
Yes, we have what would be 5 full-time athletic trainers and 10 athletic training students. And the thing that that has come up here recently for our staff is that we've kind of taken over and work with very closely the nutrition staff and the mental health staff, in addition to have an opportunity to work with the athletic performance staff very closely.
Which leads me to the question that was kind of next on the list is, you know, you've been at this for a long time, 23 at Missouri, but more prior to that. So, in a thumbnail sketch, how has your industry changed since you got into this business some 30 years ago?
Quite a bit. Yes, quite a bit with the technology. Plus, I think, and I've talked about this quite a bit, and it's been referenced several times, that social media has changed the way that our student athletes are brought up, if you will. And so the component of mental health is extremely important, and we need to be well aware of that and handle that appropriately. Plus, the nutrition and hydration. Golly, I mean, back when I first started, that has been a significant thing here of recent that has been very important.
Tools on the sideline have changed as well, too, haven't they?
They have. We've got all the bells and whistles. We've got we've got the injury tent that we put up whenever we have an opportunity to have to examine someone on the sideline, but just a lot of different things on the sideline that help to our service our players.
Is that the most recent innovation?
On the sideline,
yeah.
I believe that it is. Yeah.
Yeah. What about throughout the course of the week, and when it comes to, you know, the rehab aspect of it, and things like that? How has that changed over the course of the last 2 decades,
well,
3 decades?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike. I think that the tools that we have to work with have changed, but it still comes down to relationships and trust and working with student athletes one-on-one many times. And we've had some great success here. You know as well as I do the 3 things you need for successful outcome. You need a good team physician, and I think we're very, very fortunate, the ones that we get to work with, headed by Dr. Pat Smith. And then we have to have a decent rehab plan, which I think, you know, we can provide. I'd like to think we can. But the third thing you need is you have to have an athlete that's willing to do anything you ask him to do when you ask him to do it. And if you have those 3 components, you will have successful outcome.
You've had success along with Dr. Smith in terms of getting athletes back on the field probably quicker than anticipated, particularly when dealing with injuries such as ACLs. Why? What's different in the technique that's allowed you to have success?
Well, you know, and I've talked about this a few times, and you're well aware, but our very first ACL recovery that we had a chance to deal with here at Missouri together was with Barry Odom. Mm-hmm. And I had a propensity when I was finishing my career at Ball State to try to accelerate some things beyond what they had been done before. And so when Barry had surgery, I can remember asking Dr. Smith, you know, if you'll allow me, I'd like to try to accelerate this a little bit. And we had great success. From Barry, from April 17th to August 3rd, we worked pretty hard, and sure enough, on August 3rd, he was ready to go. So that's 3.5 months.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and that has kind of become the norm now, hasn't it?
For us at Missouri, and I think, you know, we still, I think, are a little ahead of the trend, but 3.5, 4 months, yes, sir. And, you know, you've seen several of our student-athletes in football that have had those kind of results, so it's been very rewarding.
There's a new facility, as we all know, being built in the south end zone. And, of course, it'll house not only football offices, football locker rooms, strength and conditioning, but you'll have a new area as well.
Yes.
If I were to ask you to describe, compared to what you have right now, what you will have in a matter of maybe, 9-10 months, describe what the difference will be.
Well, we're going to have a very, very expanded hydrotherapy area, much more than we've had an opportunity to have in a long time. And I, for my rehab plans, I like to use water in terms of the rehab. So we're going to have a very, very large. We got a 4-lane lap pool. We've got a 50-person cold tub, which right now we have an 8-person cold tub. So that'll give you an idea of some difference right there. And cold is used for recovery purposes. We've got two whirlpools that are state-of-the-art, and it's just going to be a fantastic space, in addition to the other amenities that we have now. We also have, that a lot of people don't know, we've got a float pod that's going to be in the new facility, and that's a deal where you get in. It's kind of like sensory deprivation. It's 45 minutes in there, supposed to be worth 4 hours of sleep, so I really ordered that for myself more than anything else. One of our former students, is the athletic trainer for the Golden State Warriors. And Drew Yoder. And so Drew had told us about that, so we had an opportunity to get one, so we've got one.
Okay, I want to close with this because, you know, as you know, you can't do it alone, and you and your wife, Eileen, have raised your children here in this community. For those that aren't familiar with your children, tell us about them.
Well, we've got three. Real proud of all of them. Audrey, our daughter, works at Veterans United as a communications specialist, so she really should be the one up here talking tonight. Our son Adam is a police officer, and our son Jared is a paramedic for the University Hospital.
Great job, man. Great to see you as always. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Rex Sharp. I'm Mike Kelly. When we return on Tiger Talk, a conversation with our player guests, Demaria Crockett and Larry Rountree III, up next on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, Tiger fans! It's time to plan your tailgates, and we want to help make it easy and hassle-free. Block Party is back and offering full turnkey service with premium reserve space, top-quality tents, lounge furniture, and bellhop services to Tiger fans who want a better game day experience. All you need to do is show up, and we'll handle the rest. For more information and to book a hassle-free tailgate, please visit our website at blockpartypresents.com/Mizzou.
As your dealer for life, Kia of Columbia knows the people we have around here make the difference. Your Kia's lifetime warranty gives you peace of mind no matter where you go. Your transmission and engine are covered 100%. The people taking care of your Kia are just as important. Nationally ranked and trained ASC certified technicians led by the one, the only, Sean Reno.
Hey, that's me.
I'm Ty Clark with Kia of Columbia. Service starts with the sale, but continues for a lifetime. Kia of Columbia, your dealer for life.
The newest SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 5th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks on Black Friday, November 23rd. This year, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will continue to rock the gridiron and heat up the border back at Faro Field. And it's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Tiger Talk presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia's Southwest Side. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Time now for our players segment. Let's meet tonight's guests. Third down and three. In motion comes Albert O. Settles to the right side. Toss it right side. Roundtree with blockers. Has space to the 35, to the 40. Right side cuts it inside at the 45 to midfield. Back outside. Right sideline to the 35, to the 30, to the 20. Brought down at the 16. A big run by Larry Roundtree. Locke wants to throw, pressure up the middle, throws it. Right side's got running room as Crockett to the 45, to the 40, outside 30. Right side spins off of a tackler, brought down at the 17-yard line is DeMaurier Crockett. A pickup of 32 and a Missouri first down inside the Case IH red zone. Please welcome a junior running back from Little Rock, Arkansas, DeMaurier Crockett, ladies and gentlemen. And from Raleigh, North Carolina, Larry Roundtree III. What'd you say to him when you guys sat down?
I said he looks like a pilot.
You said he looks like a pilot. And what'd you say to him?
I said he had a big head.
The love is already flowing. First of all, great to see both of you. You guys have done this before, so I appreciate you being here. The last 2 weeks, as we talked about with Coach earlier in the show, the running game in particular has been very productive. From a running back's point of view, I'm going to ask you both the question. DeMario, first for you. Why do you think you've been being able to run the ball as efficiently the last 2 weeks as you have, last two games as you have?
Well, I mean, the first thing we got to say is we got to start off with the offensive line. You know, they've obviously done a great job, and, you know, Coach Davis just does a great job of spending a lot of time with those guys and just putting in all the extra hours that they need to. And, you know, I honestly just think, like, the cohesiveness up front, it just makes everything easier, and it gives us more confidence as running backs.
Larry, your point of view.
I'm going to start with the O-line. You know, those guys work really hard, especially in practice. I don't think, like, people know actually Coach Davis is really getting into those guys in practice and just getting those guys mentally focused and in tremendous condition to not get tired and just strain every play and just block for us. And I thank those five guys. And not even just those guys, even the secondary, like Hiram White, mm-hmm. Case Cook, and all those guys, everybody's ready. You know, I love my O-line.
How have you changed as a running back from a year ago when you arrived here as a freshman from North Carolina?
I honestly think, you know, I changed more with just, you know, knowing certain things. You know, I got to know my job, and I got to know what's going on around me. I got to know the surrounding. I got to know what the defense is going to do before they even do it. You know, I just got to go out there, and basically preparation is the key. You know, I think last year, you know, I was kind of a little bit thinking too much while playing, but this year I can just go out there and play my full potential.
Game slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, how about for you?
I feel like the biggest jump I made is just as far as reading the defenses and stuff like that, like knowing that if it's two safeties at the top, 9 times out of 10 it's not going to be a blitz, but if it's one high, then a blitz is probably coming. And it's just knowing, like, everybody's job and just not knowing your own job. So that just helps you flow better in the offense and know things that you shouldn't know.
How difficult is it at this level to just do little things like you both just mentioned, being able to recognize and pick up the blitz? You weren't asked to do that much in high school, were you?
No, not at all.
So how hard was it to learn that skill and also being able to observe what the defense is doing in a pre-snap read?
I mean, I feel like the most challenging thing is just when you actually get into a game and then it's like going full speed and you, like, you got to recognize it super fast or Drew gets put on his face, and, you know, nobody wants that. So I feel like, you know, that's just the hardest part about it is just recognizing it in the game.
How about for you, Larry, in terms of just we talked a little bit about the adjustment you made, but just the little things that you've added. In what areas would you like to become better as a running back?
I want to become better in my speed. You know, I've been getting caught, so I keep hearing that from Croc. And a lot of teammates, they get on me about getting caught. So I just feel like, you know, working on my speed and just my knowledge of the game, you know, get, you know, any your football IQ, you know, it can get better each year. And, you know, that can help you, you know, in the long run, because, you know, a lot of, you know, NFL teams, they want a smart football player who knows what's going on the field and that won't have any questions or anything, that can go out there and just play full potential. But I think the hardest thing is probably kind of backing up what Croc said, which is when you're going out there, you're out there, it happens quick. You know, it's very quick. It's not just like Coach explains, okay, he's going to go through the A gap. Sometimes he will wrap all the way to the B gap, and you got to adjust to it and adjust to the speed. So I probably think that's the hard part.
How many times have you watched the highlight of what was overruled for a touchdown run this past weekend? I mean, I'm sure you've watched it play multiple times. How many times do you think?
So, I mean, everybody that I know pretty much sent it to my phone, so I watched it numerous times. So, I mean, it's just a rough call. You know, obviously, if the ref said I stepped out, you know, I stepped out.
Yeah, you
know,
you bounce back and go to the next play.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as that play unfolded, what did you see through your eyes that allowed you to get to the right sideline and outrun the defenders?
And, you know, it started off with the offensive line, you know, as usual, and then Kendall Blend folded over and hit the defensive end, and then it was just a crease right there, and it was just run from there.
How good are you feel like in your vision? And is that an area that has gotten progressively better, seeing where different cutback alleys are and things like that?
Yeah, it's come from, you know, just practice. You know, we compliment each other on film and in the room. We talk about, well, it's a gap right there. On this certain, like, outside zone play, you might want to cut it back. It might be a crease. So you just got to have your eyes in certain areas, because sometimes when you're running just straight hand, you're not looking. But it could be a crease right to the left, but you just didn't look, and that second it closed up. So I just think, you know, me looking at him, you know, in the film room, I see him make a certain cut in a certain area that I didn't make. So I'll just try to go out on the field and just look for that cut sometimes, but sometimes it might not work out like that.
Larry Rountree III is with us. So is Demaria Crockett. I say Tyler Beatty, Demaria, and you say what?
Explosive. Very explosive. Fast. Elite speed.
How long, and for both of you to comment, how long did it take him to capture your attention at camp?
First day,
yeah.
Man. First day, dude was out there just running, and you know, a lot of our defense guys like, I don't know, dude, little. We got to see how he gonna do. First day, he out there just running, and nobody catching him. He just running. They're like, oh, okay, dude, pretty fast. But I just say, first thing you say, Tyler, I just think of speed.
Larry Rountree III, Demaria Crockett. We're going to take a break. More Tiger Talk after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVW are based on Ford segmentation.
Excited for Tigers football game day? Well, Papa John's just made it even better. Every day, Tigers football takes the field, get 50% off your regular menu price order from PapaJohns.com with promo code Mizzou50. That's right. Spend every football game day with 50% off your entire online order when you enter promo code Mizzou50 at PapaJohns.com. Don't spend another game day without Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. Join today with our fall special and pay only $85 a month in dues for local or junior golf membership through April of 2018. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME-3.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
Hi, folks. This is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. After 30 years in business, we have found the ultimate combination of three ingredients. It's our super secret ooey gooey mix. Chunks of Heath Bar, fresh roasted almonds, and warm caramel, all blended together with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard for the ultimate ooey gooey concrete. It's so good, it's hard to get the spoon from your cup to your mouth and back to your cup fast enough. Available only at your nearby Andy's Frozen Custard. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Tiger Talk on the Tiger Network from Learfield. Presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shelter Insurance presents the Battle Line Rivalry. This year, the Tigers will take on Arkansas at Faurot Field. Show your support so the Tigers can keep that trophy in Columbia. The Battle Line Rivalry is Friday, November the 23rd, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. With us are Missouri running backs, Demaryius Crockett, and also Larry Rountree III with us for segment, and then we'll let them go here in just a bit. We talked, you know, kind of collectively about the about your position a little bit in the last segment. Let's talk about your team right now. All right, so you're five games in. Obviously, no secret, you've dropped the last two. Got a challenge coming up this weekend, but also a great opportunity on national TV against the top team in the nation. As a group, how are you guys handling what's taken place in the last 2 weeks, Larry?
I think we're handling it pretty well. We, you know, every day it's frustrating, but, you know, as practice, we just try to go do our assignment. As long as everybody do our job, you know, we'll be fine. But every day we just been grinding and just thinking about what can we do better to, you know, not make the same mistake.
What helps in situations like this are if you have a team that's as cohesive as you possibly can be. Everyone that's been around this group since back during the winter throughout the course of preseason camp talks about the same thing, that this is as cohesive of a group, as tight-knit of a group as they've been around. First of all, how much can you lean on that in these times of adversity, Demaryius?
I feel like it's just a key part of us getting over the hump and, you know, just fighting adversity. You know, it's kind of like, all right, so he's my brother. He's going through the same thing I'm going through every day. So it's kind of like, you know, you guys get even closer, you know, just going through, you know, battles together and stuff like that. So, I mean, I feel like that just plays a big part in us just get through all of this. It's just that we have each other.
You burst on the scene as a freshman. You rushed for more than 1,000 yards. And then we know that difficult times last year. You injured your shoulder. Terrific injury, if you will, against Georgia. One that really set you back. How difficult was that to go through that period of adversity individually?
You know, it was just the biggest thing was just being away from home, you know, just not having mom there every day and just it being football season, it being your sophomore year, you know, you're not expecting this, obviously. And, you know, it was just kind of like everything had crashed down. But, I mean, I feel like I kind of take it now as a lesson and that everything happens for a reason. So I kind of feel like it made me a better person. I'm talking about off the football field. And, you know, I feel like it just made me see things more clearly and that football can be gone in an instant.
Football can be gone in an instant. And you mentioned made me a better person off the field. I want to share with this audience something that I saw last year. The football team's getting ready to travel to Arkansas to play a game in which you can't play against your home state school. The football team also, though, was partnering that week with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri, and outside of Hy-Vee just over there, collecting food from folks as they were delivering it. And guess who's there? Larry Rountree III. And even though he couldn't play in the game, and even though his season had been taken away from him, he's greeting people with this huge smile and talking to individuals and engaging them in conversation. I was proud of you that day. It was great. And you and your teammates do a lot in the community. Don't get me wrong. I don't minimize it at all. But to see your attitude that day, to me, I think it showed just how mature of an individual you are.
Yes, sir.
You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that day. You know, I feel like it's just kind of, you know, it's not the biggest thing that I've learned about coming to college is it's not all about you. You know, that's the furthest thing that it's about. You know, it's just about affecting the others around you and the relationship that you build, you know, going through the process.
How big of a fan last year did you become of this guy as you were watching the games and seeing what he was doing as a freshman?
Nobody might not believe me here, but I promise you, nobody was a bigger fan of Larry than me. You know, just to see a guy work so hard every day, you know, not to even mention that he got here late his freshman year, and then he just still came in and did awesome through camp and just did a tremendous job with the workload he was given. And then just to see him come out there and fill that void and play like that, it was just amazing.
Your mom and dad, it's been well documented, make the long drive from Raleigh, North Carolina quite a bit to watch you play the sport of football. You have played 18 games, Larry Rountree III, as a University of Missouri football player. Your mom and dad have driven to how many of those 18 games?
Every one, but only one they did not come to. So
they did not make the UConn game, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So for you, you know, when you're going through the stuff you're going through, DeMar, you talked about being a long way from home. Obviously, Raleigh's a little bit of a distance away from Columbia. But seeing that presence, the commitment they made to you at a very young age, right, mm-hmm. to do what they can to put yourself in a position, and they follow through now by going to all your games. Man, what does that mean?
Man, I love it so much, you know, seeing my mom. I even sometimes, you know, even with all the noise, I hear my mom. She's like, Trey, what are you doing? I'm like, Mom, I'm not in the game. DeMar is in the game, okay? So I got to tell, you know, it's I love it, man. Especially after the games, you know, I go give her a hug, you know, and I'll see you later, meet you at the house. It's great. I love it. You know, I love my parents.
Yeah, it's awesome to see that take place. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, individual stuff, too, from an academic standpoint. You are – what are you pursuing right now, DeMar, in terms of a degree here at Mizzou?
So sports management with a minor in business.
Sports management with a minor in business. And as I've said multiple times, God only guarantees you so many times the ability to play this game that you love.
That is
so
extremely
true.
So
when it's taken away, what does DeMar Crockett see himself doing?
So that is an answer that I have yet to come up with. But
you're still young. That's okay.
Yes, I will be some type of businessman. Mark my words.
Yeah. Larry, how about you? What are you majoring in, and what would you like to do long term?
Right now, I'm definitely going to minor in HDFS, but I'm either going to major in communications or psychology.
You long term would like to do?
Psychology,
yeah. Why?
I just love talking and helping people. Mm-hmm. You know, I either being, I don't know what in this world, but in some way I feel like I can help people.
Aside from your parents, who played a role like that in your life?
A lot of people, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people. You know, even in high school, my coaches, my some of my Pop Warner coaches, even I want to say honestly, one of my defensive corner coaches, he really got me to this point. You know, I really appreciate him.
DeMar, for you, individuals that stand out that have made an impact on your life.
You know, of course, my mom and my dad, and you know, it's obviously, you know, tons of people that help you out a lot. And it's just like the people that stand out to me the most outside of my mom and dad are just like the community that was around me when I transferred schools and just my head high school football coach, Buck James, and my trainer, J.J. Meadows. You know, they were really just advocates for me, you know, off the field and just keeping my head on straight and in a narrow path and just working hard.
Couple more minutes with Demaria Crockett and Larry Rountree the third. Why Missouri? I asked you this question a year ago, but for the benefit of those that didn't hear it, why, for a kid from Raleigh, North Carolina, was the University of Missouri the right fit?
I mean, you know, when I came here for my official, I only took one official. It just felt like home, you know, away from home. You know, coaches were straightforward. You know, Coach Afadale, he the one who, you know, found me. You know, my name got passed on from a couple different schools. But I just feel like when they told me, you do what you got to do, handle what you got to do, we'll give you an offer. And I did what I had to do. I got an offer, and they basically didn't beat around the bush. They told me the truth.
Tamari, for you, why Mizzou?
You know, it's a couple of factors that play into that. You know, it's just once I took my visit here and just saw the campus and, like, saw how pretty it was out here, you know, it kind of reminded me, you know, a little bit of being in Little Rock, Arkansas. You know, a lot of trees, green stuff. You know, I like outdoors. Mm-hmm. Kind of a little country guy, you know, you could say. And just, you know, the coaching staff and the atmosphere, you know, around the team, it felt like family. And, you know, I feel like Columbia is a great place.
Larry Rountree, tell us something about Demaria Crockett that we don't know.
Man, Demaria, you know what? He loves riding horses. You wouldn't let him. Remember, we was in film room. He told me this. He was like, man, I gotta get me a horse. Right when I get to league, I'm gonna get a horse, man. I was like, Demaria, you ride horses? He was like, yeah, I love horses, man. He said, I love horses. I was like, he has horses. Wow.
That love affair began when?
About third grade.
Tell us something about this guy that we don't know.
Okay, so guys, Larry is actually OCD. Like, literally, like a neat freak. Like, whenever we get to the hotel, like, he's straightening out things. Whenever we get to the football facility, like, the opposing team's locker room, like, he's putting all his stuff in the right order, like it has to be straight. Never go in Larry Rountree's area before the game.
True story. As he picks up the papers and puts them in a neat pile. Hey, how about a nice round of applause for Larry Rountree III and Demaria Crockett. Hey, guys, go do something special this weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tiger Talk continues after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know that 1 in 5 children in Missouri faces hunger? The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri helps fill these empty stomachs by providing buddy packs to children who rely on subsidized lunch at school. For just $180, you can sponsor a buddy pack for a child every weekend for an entire school year. MPIX presents Score Against Hunger lets you in on Tigers' action while helping feed children. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more. The Food Bank is proud to be the first and only official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Final segment of the show. Hey, partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPix. Arrive early each and every game for the newest Mizzou tradition. It's Tiger Town and the Tailgate Concert Series presented by Say Insurance. It's located on McDeaver Drive just outside of Memorial Stadium. It's open to the public. It is free. It's the pregame hangout for Mizzou fans of all ages. Don't forget that after the game at Alabama this weekend, in which it kicks off at 6:05. Our coverage begins at 4 here on the Tiger Network from Learfield. Missouri returns home for homecoming coming up on October the 20th. Game kicks off at 3 p.m. as Missouri will host Memphis at Faurot Field. And again, it's homecoming, the place where the tradition started right here at the University of Missouri. Following the football game, the Missouri basketball teams will host Mizzou Madness at Mizzou Arena. Admission is free. Mizzou Madness will begin 1 hour after the football game is over. Mizzou Soccer will host Auburn coming up this Sunday for the annual Pink Out game. It's presented by Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. It's at Walton Stadium. 2 p.m. is the start time for the game against Auburn. Again, the Tigers at Alabama coming up Saturday night. 6:05 is the kick. Our coverage begins at 4. Our thanks to Larry Roundtree, Demaria Crockett, Barry Odom, and Rex Sharp. Matt Weingartner is our engineer. I'm Mike Kelly. We'll talk to you next week on Tiger Talk.
From Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.